For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Ray Hardman. Earlier today, people who describe themselves as proponents for choice in vaccines held a press conference on pending state legislation that would mandate certain vaccines. Part of the press conference was a presentation by vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who raised concerns about the safety of one particular vaccine, Gardasil. Gardasil is a vaccination against the HPV or human papillomavirus, which can cause certain types of cancer. Kennedy told reporters that the vaccine is unsafe and causes vaccine injury. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Gardasil is very safe. Joining me now to discuss the vaccine is Dr. Nick Bennett. He's the head of infectious diseases and immunology at Connecticut Children's Medical Center. Dr. Bennett, first, please tell us a little bit about the vaccine.
Sure. So Gardasil is a vaccine that was developed several years ago and has gone through at least one iteration of improvement since then. It's a non-live vaccine. It's made from purified proteins of the various strains of human papillomavirus, and it's extraordinarily effective. And what it does is it helps prevent infection with strains of HPV, which cause two primary diseases. One is genital warts, which is obviously a sexually transmitted infection, but also cervical cancer.
Dr. Bennett, in your experience, is Gardasil safe?
Yes, so in my experience, Gardasil is extremely safe. The vaccine reactions that have been reported and well described are really injection site reactions, so redness, pain, and swelling. And then there's a link with older teens who get it with fainting, but that's the same with any vaccine at that age.
I have some quotes by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from today's press conference, and I'm hoping you can respond to some of these. First, he said that 50% of the women who get the vaccine have some sort of major injury within 6 months. Has that been your experience?
No, not at all, and I don't know where he's getting that information from, because there's simply none of that information published or available. So he may be referring to the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is a voluntary reporting system. So, but that's not an accurate way of assessing the risk at all.
A lot of his presentation focused on something called aluminum adjuvant, which is an ingredient in Gardasil, and which Kennedy says causes problems with teens and preteens' immune system. Your thoughts?
No, I think that's a very inaccurate representation. And unfortunately, Kennedy is not a scientist and doesn't really understand what he's talking about. The aluminum adjuvant is there to stimulate the immune system, so we use less vaccine. If we didn't have it, we'd have to use a lot more of the viral proteins. And Gardasil was studied very cleverly with a three-arm study with placebo, with adjuvant, and with the full vaccine. So they're able to say which side effects are due to the adjuvant and which are due to the vaccine in total.
Dr. Nick Bennett, finally, I want to give you a chance to make your case to parents who may be concerned. Why should they get their children vaccinated against HPV?
So there's two reasons to do it. The primary one is you're preventing cancer in your child, and the gynecologists who speak to the pediatricians at the conferences that I've been to are screaming at us to please immunize children, because they're seeing the side effects in adults from not immunizing. The second thing is, the earlier you do it, the better. We know that in younger children, less than 15, you only need two doses. You don't need a three-dose series. So, in fact, the earlier you start it, the fewer vaccines your child needs in order to protect them from cancer, from cervical cancer. But also, boys should get it too. Boys obviously give the virus to girls, and it protects the boys from penile cancer.
Have you been hearing these critics of Gardasil for some time?
Unfortunately, yes, and I think the critics are around because they see it as a vaccine against STDs, or one STD, and they see it as a license to promiscuity, which is simply not true. There's no data or evidence that suggests that people who get Gardasil are any more likely to be promiscuous, and frankly, that's an argument based on a moralistic argument that doesn't jive with science.
Dr. Nick Bennett, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Ray.
Dr. Nick Bennett is head of infectious diseases and immunology at Connecticut Children's Medical Center.